He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. The Texans finished their second day of OTAs, and today's big news was the collective bargaining agreement. NFL owners opted out of the 2006 agreement because they felt it was too favorable to the players. Head coach Gary Kubiak will talk about that and more. But first, fans, don't forget about Texans youth football camps at the Methodist Training Center. Texans players will visit the all-day clinics, and registration is limited. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Flight 72.
The current collective bargaining agreement gives players almost 60% of the league's revenues. Owners said that was too much. For that reason and more, they opted out of the agreement, leaving open the possibility of a no-cap season in 2010 and a lockout in the 2011 season. Head coach Gary Kubiak made these comments about the collective bargaining decision.
That really, that's hard for me to discuss. All I know is we're playing this year. I'm trying to get this team ready to go. I'll let Rick and Bob handle that. I've been pretty busy, but I do understand what took place today, so we'll see what happens.
The coach was much happier talking about defensive end Anthony Weaver's progress.
Well, he's as good as he's been since he's been here. You know, he's healthy. So he's had an off season. He's been in the weight room. He's run with the team. Really, I'm probably going to need to give him a break every now and then. He'll probably be a one-a-day guy during camp, but Anthony hasn't missed a thing, and that's good for our team. So.
He also said he plans to use defensive end Mario Williams on both sides of the line this year.
Yeah, I think he's to the point in his career now where there shouldn't be anything we do mentally that would hurt him, you know, because he's just becoming such a fine player. So, he played both sides last year. He also has the ability to move inside in certain situations. So. I think we're past that point where we could hurt him by moving him. I think he'll be fine.
When you hit him on the left side, I noticed you had Bowman over on the right end. Are y'all looking at that as?
No, we're rotating everybody. You know, it's that time of year where you get guys missing and you know, just whoever's healthy and walking, we're getting them some good reps, getting ready for camp.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.